Gush Camp 1, July 11th, Afternoon Chapel.
Well, it seems like it's been a really fun morning today. No. Well, I think most of us have had a lot of fun this morning. And I think that's really great. Day campers, how are you?
Good.
Bad, are you being silly? Because when you say bad, you've got a really big smile on your face. Well, what did we learn about last night? Paul and Timothy. And what was Paul to Timothy?
A leader.
Oh, put your hand up.
A coach.
And what kind of things does a coach help with, spiritually speaking?
Forgot?
Becoming more like Jesus. So they help us learn to read our Bible. They help us learn to pray. They teach us how to worship. And then they help us with big ideas that are in the Bible and things that we need to help with like making good decisions. So a coach is really important. But what happened to Paul yesterday?
Got thrown in jail.
He got beat up, thrown in jail, and Timothy saw it all happen. And Timothy was probably scared and shocked and then so overcome with joy and excitement that Paul was released from prison. Well, we learned quite a bit yesterday, and we will learn some more today. All right? So, do you guys know about the disciples? Jesus' disciples? Yeah? What are some of their names? Who knows a disciple's name? All right. Right there. Peter. Okay. Yeah.
Nathaniel.
Eric Little.
Pardon? Eric Little.
Eric Little was a disciple, but not one of Jesus' personal disciples when he was in the Bible. Eric Little wasn't the same time. But good answer.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Mark
was another one. Who? Do you know one?
Paul.
Paul was one of those oddball disciples because he wasn't really a disciple with Jesus, but he came after the other disciples, and that's when he began to follow Jesus. Do you know one?
John,
yeah, that's great. Okay, we are going to learn about... We're going to learn a little bit about a story. Now, this is found in the book of Mark. So why don't you turn your Bibles to the book of Mark? So it goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Okay, it's one of the Gospels, right? So if you see Matthew, it's right after the book of Matthew. Matthew, Mark. And we're going to look at chapter 6,
Matthew,
verses 7 through 13. Mark, chapter 6.
Mark, chapter 6.
Yes.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
What is this, Pastor?
Yes. Six. So, do you see my Bible? See how close I am to the end?
Matthew.
So you're going to have to flip way, keep going.
Mark.
I'm going to teach you guys something really helpful. In the beginning of each Bible, look at me. Beginning of each Bible, you're going to find a few pages that are kind of gives you some information about the Bible, but then you're going to find a contents. And there you can find the page numbers where each book begins. So Mark starts for me on this page right here. And you could find that too. Okay? Cabin leaders, if you need to help out.
What's the verse?
We're going to go verses 7 through 13, okay?
I'm on Mark, but...
Good. So this is the chapter. Good. Now we're going to look for 6.
Okay. Oh, is Mark after Luke or before?
Matthew, Mark, Luke. So you're going to go back a little bit. And you'll find Matthew, Mark. Oh, too far. Just a few pages. Matthew, Mark. Yep. And then you're going to look for the little verses, little numbers. And you see these little numbers, like right here, that's 4. Look, find 7. There's 10. Good. And we're going to start there. Okay. I'm going to begin to read, and I'd like you to be quiet so that you can follow along. Mark chapter 6, starting at verse 7. And he called his 12 disciples together and began sending them out two by two, giving them authority to cast out evil spirits. He told them to take nothing for their journey except a walking stick, no food, no traveler's bag, no money. He allowed them to wear sandals, but not to take a change of clothes. Wherever you go, he said, stay in the same house until you leave town. But if any place refuses to welcome you or listen to you, shake its dust from your feet as you leave to show that you have abandoned those people to their fate. So, listen to this. This is the important part. So the disciples went out telling everyone they met to repent or turn away from their sins and turn to God. And they cast out many evil spirits and healed many sick people, anointing them with oil. So, I think it's pretty incredible that Jesus would tell the disciples to go and tell everyone to turn away from the bad things they're doing and turn to God. And he didn't allow them to pack a bag. Did anybody pack a bag to come to camp?
Yeah.
These disciples, Jesus said, don't pack anything. Just your walking stick and your sandals. That's pretty amazing. You know what happened when they came back? The disciples told Jesus stories about how they were healing the sick people, how they were able to cast out evil spirits from people, and how, more importantly, they were able to tell people about Jesus and God and encourage them to turn away from their sinful ways and turn to God and have a growing relationship with God. The disciples were doing some amazing things. And you know why they were doing some amazing things? Because Jesus had been training them. He had been preparing them for this very moment. He had been preparing them by teaching them, by encouraging them, and challenging them. And so they have been ready, and now they're on their way out. I think that just like the disciples who followed Jesus, I think God is asking us to do some very similar things. I think he wants us to go and tell people about Jesus and invite them to be with us and with Jesus. So let me ask you a question. Where are we to go? If Jesus wants us to go, where are we to go? Are we to go to bed?
No.
No, that's not what he's asking us. Are we to go to canteen and get candy?
No.
Well, we like that, but that's not what he's asking us to do.
He wants us to go and tell people about God.
Yeah. Jesus wants us to tell people about God. So where are people?
Cities or towns.
Cities or towns, even farms sometimes, right?
Villages.
And villages?
Right here.
Right here. Jesus wants us to go. So you're going to go home. Who are the people, when you go home, who are your friends and your family that you could tell them about Jesus and help them grow closer to God? Who are those people? Can you name some of them? Put your hand up if you can name some of them.
Daddy.
Your dad? That'd be awesome.
My aunt and my uncle. And
Cool. Who are some of your people that you could tell about God? Oh, that's cool. So you could learn their names and tell them. Yeah.
My family.
Your family?
I just got to settle on the first.
Oh, you just moved, didn't you? You were new there. Yeah, you could. You're gonna meet a lot of new people here this year. You could tell them too. Name. What's some names of people?
My friends Reed, Seth, Carter, Zach. Holden.
You keep thinking. That's great. One more.
Glenn Peterson.
You silly goose. That's your dad. All right. So we can tell people about God, encourage them to grow in a relationship with Jesus. But we got to tell them something, don't we?
Yeah.
What's the message do you think that we could tell them? Do you have an idea? Or you have an itchy head? You have an idea and you have an idea, but you both said something already. Who else has an idea? What could we tell them about? So what could we tell them about Jesus that would help them grow closer to Jesus? That's okay. Yeah, we could tell them about the sacrifice Jesus made for the whole entire world.
Oh, I just got another friend of mine.
Okay, great.
You could tell them that if they make a mistake, it's okay and God forgives them.
Yeah, that's great. You know, there's some really important things, and here's two of the most important things that I think. That God loves them more than they could ever imagine. And then the other thing that we can tell them is that no matter how big of mess up that we ever make, God still loves us and still wants to see us growing closer to Him. He always, always will forgive us. All right? And here's the third thing. So we can go home and tell our friends and our family about Jesus. And we know what to tell them. You know, that God loves them and that He is always going to love them no matter what. And then we can invite them to be with us and God. Where are some places that you spend time with God? Where are some places that we spend time with God? In your prayer corner, so you could invite them to pray with you, couldn't you? That's really cool. Here, you could invite them to camp, because that's where we spend time with God. What about you? Yeah, you could spend time with God at the library. You could say, come, we're going to spend time with God at the library. That's cool.
At church.
That's a good one. You know, church is a really, really important one to me. And I really like going to church because so many people are trying to grow closer to God, just like I am. And so that's one's really important to me. Either you got to go pee really bad, or you have something really important to say. Which one?
Something.
Okay, you say something important.
You could go at it in the store.
Yeah, you could invite people when they're at the store and you just meet them. Where would you invite them? Maybe to church? Do you have Sunday school?
Yeah.
You could invite them to Sunday school. Last one.
At the BioLake Park.
Yeah. That's great, at the park. Cool. But it's scary sometimes, isn't it? Did the disciples have challenges?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. It wasn't easy always. And for us, when we go, we're going to have challenges. Sometimes it's scary to invite people to different things and to spend time with us with God. It's scary to tell people that God loves them no matter what happens in life. God even loves them more than they could ever, ever imagine. So, I've got a challenge for you. At some point, we can start to train as a coach. The runner starts to train. And at some point, they have to learn to compete. They have to learn to run the race. Right? I think you guys are smart enough, are old enough, and are brave enough to start running the race. You can go and tell people and invite them. And I think that would be a pretty awesome thing. And you know what will surprise you? What God does when you do something that honors Him like that. Okay? So, we're going to pray, and then we're going to be dismissed to our cabin time, okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank You. We love You. We are impressed with how much You love this world and that You love us. Help us to go, tell people about Your love, and invite them to spend time with You. We thank You for this awesome place to have fun and be with others who love Jesus. Amen.